I knew you'd be back. You couldn't stay away from In You All Along here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Pete, and I've got a whole hour of good stuff like this coming up for you, so stay tuned.
Judgment from many road I follow without a model. Fam is looking at me with disgust. When you gonna cut your hair? You don't look like one of us. I'm neither here nor there, sitting in the middle of the bus. These are topics that'll never be discussed. Just touching surfaces and barely leave a scuff. Vitiligo is the disease that fuels your hatred. That's the problem. Got me feeling stuck. Monsters on the beds are gonna gobble. Very little options you can toggle. Guess I'll try my luck. Succumb to fear, receiving stares. Appropriate to theirs for chances you can fear. A sound beneath the stairs, a thing you never hear. You think it's very rare, but it's forever here.
Monsters again.
Yeah.
Everyone's scared to look.
Congratulate all of you on the orderly, dignified manner in which you executed the march from the Washington Memorial. You have already told the world what we are here for and shown them by your courage, determination, and your order that we mean business.
Good afternoon. I can still say that, right? It's still 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's that time of the year. Soon it will be 5 o'clock in the evening. And then it will be 5 o'clock at night. Nobody likes talking about that. None of you do. I don't mind. I'm superior to you in my self-perceived resistance to things like weather and changing daylight. But I digress. This is not going to win me any friends at this time of year. So instead, I'll talk about what we just heard. Like Monsters, a track from Eddie Love, and that's off his brand new album from September 4th called Hypertension. Eddie calls himself a retired rapper. He's from up there in New Hampshire. And that song, like the others on that Hypertension EP, features tracks from a band from the UK called Salt, S-A-U-L-T, their album Untitled Black Is. And just like Eddie, I went and listened to them, and you're going to be hearing some more of them on this show, I promise you, because they're fantastic. It's a great album. Before that, we heard from Fancy Trash. I'm so happy to hear from Fancy Trash. They just came out with a new single this week, which you just heard, called Ain't About Truth. Those guys are from Northampton, Massachusetts, and they used to come out here a lot more. They used to, even pre-COVID, they hadn't been around in a while, but they used to play at Toad a lot, and they would play these blazing hot sets. Oh, like literally, like I remember the room filled with like, oh God, things we can't even have now, which is like sweat and heat and close proximity of lots of energized people. Ah, the good old days. Before that, we heard from Cyril, those guys are from France, and that song was called Le Cavalier Lion, the Laughing Rider, and that's from their 2020 album from sometime earlier this year, Yalla Mickey Mouse. We opened that set with a band that's either called X08 or Experiment 08. X08 is the name on their tracks. Experiment 08 is the name on their Facebook page. You can go sort it out with them. And while you're on Facebook, stop by facebook.com/inyoualalong and say hi. I would like that. Anyway, that was a song called What Matters, a Black Lives Matters reference there, with that was released on the 29th of August, so also very new, from down there in Tavares, Florida. So yeah, we're covering a lot of geography here today on In You All Along. Lots more journeys to come. So one thing that happened while I took a week off, I think that was the week, we lost Simeon Cox from the Silver Apple. And actually, he was the only remaining member of Silver Apples because there was only two of them. And Silver Apples was one of those things that I just discovered on listening to like crackly college radio that wasn't really coming in. And I was like, what is this weird dissonant machine music that sounds like aliens or robots or something have decided to sing about their feelings or whatever? And I loved it. And I mean, like, for a long time, all I had was like these scratchy tape off of the radio, and I didn't know what that was. We didn't really have much internet in those days. Since then, I have become a big fan, like so many others. And so here are a few tracks from Silver Apples, because you know, not just because Simeon died, but you know, every day is a good day to listen to a few songs by Silver Apples. Shall we? Let's do it.
Salty carpets flung on land. Bony fingers.
I was going to pretend that I had missed my cue for the mic break and that, you know, I was rushing in going, whoa, whoops. But that's all made up because this is all pre-recorded. And every bit of timing is perfectly calculated. There are no mistakes. I kind of miss the mistakes. I know you don't miss a single one of them. But anyway... my neighbor just came and gave me a what she called a savory baking experiment, some kind of biscuit with like herbs and sun-dried tomatoes in it. So that's what pulled me away. Thank you, Danielle. We should have like plays of what life used to be like. We should have pre-COVID plays. We should keep the traditions alive. We should act out things like going to see live music or having a party or, you know, hugging people. I guess all of these would really require violating all of those restrictions to even act out. So much for pre-COVID dramas. Anyway, that's my idea. I claim all rights to it. If you do it, then you owe me a lot of money. So, in the meantime, we heard just now three songs, as I told you, from Silver Apples, because we recently lost Simeon Cox of Silver Apples. So that's a little retrospective. Always nice to hear from Silver Apples, too. So, but we just heard most recently, what did we hear? We heard, oh boy, we heard You and I. Of course we did. Lost my train of thought there. You and I, which is from their 1969 album Contact. That's the one that I have on a crackly tape somewhere from a radio station from far away. To my understanding, probably their best known song, but it's just the one I've heard the most. And before that, we heard the song I Have Known Love from that very same album from 1969's Contact. And we opened the set with Silver Apples' 1968 song Love Fingers off their self-titled debut album. They only put out those two records because the second one, Contact, has a picture of Simeon and Danny Taylor, the two members of the band, sitting in an airplane cockpit. The album is called Contact. And in the view, there's a very visible Pan Am logo. On the back cover is a picture of airplane crash wreckage with them sitting there with a banjo. Pan Am sued them right out of existence, them and their label. That was that. They even had a third album they were working on, and it just never saw the light of day until like the 2000s or the 90s or something. But that is what ended the Silver Apples. This is interesting to me because, not to make light of a tragedy, but in the end, Pan Am became very well associated with pictures of its logos on wreckage after the crash in Scotland in 1988. And they basically got sued out of existence. So, I don't know, what goes around comes around, I guess. Anyway, behind me is a band from Japan called Lullatone? I don't know. This is from their 2015 album called The Sounds of Spring, and this song is called Perfectly Organized Cleaning Supplies. The whole album is pretty much just like this. It's very lilty, spring light, springy music, but it's very nice all the way through. Very, very calming and relaxing at any time of year. So consider taking a listen if you need a little spring yourself this fall. Anyway, we've got another set left to go. Possibly the best set yet. Possibly the worst. You can tell me at facebook.com/inyouallalong. I will be waiting to hear your comments, criticisms, complaints, and contempt. I can't wait.
Children up in cages, dogs whistling, your racist. How low can we go? Shall we abandon ship, or shall we sit on it and carry slow? We don't know.
We don't know.
Captain, you tell me what to do. Her best to help out those in distress. Now it's so sad to see she's in difficulties. Though she helped cheer, some of them cheer and sarcastically declare,
Captain,
the ship is sinking.
Captain,
these seas are rough. Locking children up in cages, all whistling erases. How low can we go? Shall we abandon ship? Or shall we sit on it and perish slow? We don't know.
We don't know.
Captain, you tell me what to do. Suspicion running strong. Who's to be blamed for all her failures? Who's to be blamed for doing her wrong? Oh, please remember, I'm warning you. The last 4 years she had to say through. Who hold the keys to the vault? So now we know who's at fault. It's up to you, it's up to me, to make her worthy to go back to sea.
Captain,
the ship is sinking.
Captain,
these seas are rough, oh yeah. Locking children up in cages, dog whistling erases. How low can we go? Shall we abandon ship, or shall we sit on it and perish slow? We don't know.
We don't know.
Captain, you tell me what to do. We don't know.
We don't know. You tell me what to do.
People say things have changed, but they ain't. How they treat us today is still as slaves, still as property. Treat blacks like a game of Monopoly. Take a stand like baby we can, and they demand an apology. If we were free, why can't we talk like it? They call us niggas and monkeys. No one goes and tells them to be quiet. Even with COVID-19 plaguing our society, I still see the hate in their eyes from me. They say that time's supposed to heal it, but we still feel it. The pain of them killing black men, women, and children. Feel the filth that they think of us. Time can't erase it. Centuries have gone by, and we still in the same places, same relationship. Black slave and white master, white Jesus, white minds inside the black mass is similar to scripture. Picture the rich man and Lazarus. Truth is, we're a stolen people, and they're the ones that captured us.
questions must be asked. Why are there millions of poor people in America? Who owns the banks? Who owns the prisons and who are its occupants? Why do some have billions while most struggle to survive? We can't sit idly by while some profit off the pain of others. While gates, both visible and invisible, separate the wealthy from the hungry. When the consequences of these barriers result in everything from flooded homes to broken dreams. When death is a cost we have grown accustomed to bearing, we cannot compromise in our pursuit of justice. We cannot retreat in the face of inequity. We cannot ignore the patterns of brutality. We will not be silenced. Depression is coming in heavy. I can feel it from all corners, shape-shifting around me. Betrayal lays like a heavy fog in the air I breathe. I know I'm a target, but I must keep moving. Blistering August day, we stand face to face with our beloved country, as we have done so many times before, and demand your very fabric must be changed. You must be born again. And as our final hour draws ever closer, it seems to me in my sanctified imagination that we cry.
No! He says, Phoenix. Midway. I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Very proud of you. You made it all the way to the end. And your reward for that is that you get to find out what songs we just heard. Beginning with my favorite, William Shatner, Together, a song that he did with his wife at the time. I don't know which wife that was. And Lemon Jelly, the British duo. They're called Together, and that was from his 2004 album, Has Been, which I love so much. I'm a big fan of the kind of over-the-top personality of William Shatner to begin with, but the way, wow, some of the songs on that album, it's like you think it's just going to be campy, but they're beautifully arranged, and they figure out like things for him to do to just, go listen to the album. Anyway, before that, we heard from a guy named Samora Pinder, who's from New York, who I had never heard of, but apparently he's been recording albums since he was 13. And that was a song called Momentum Part 2 from 2016's album The Transformations Suite, which, in his words, is a musical picture of the state of social inequality and injustice in the U.S. and beyond. Before that, we heard from Blessings Divine from Hartford, Connecticut, with Time Doesn't Heal. That came out on Tuesday, just this past Tuesday, September 22nd, a new album called The Blessed Tapes Volume 1, New Genesis. Blessings Divine calls himself an artist for uplifting people. Is that an artist for people that are uplifting, or an artist to uplift people? I think it's the latter. But anyway, we opened that set with a new one from David Johansen. David Johansen, still going after all these years, decades upon decades, has a new single out about our current world, our current state of the United States, called Sinking Ship. He's got a video out of it also, which is very interesting. Thanks very much to Glenn Jones, the greatest there ever was, the greatest there ever will be, down there at WFMU in New Jersey, who played that song the other day. Thanks, Josie. That's going to do it for me. Stay tuned for more pre-programmed canned radio here, and I will see you again next week at this very same time here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network.
Like a dream, ready to get loud, I'm ready to scream.